You're listening to episode number 1872 of the Who Cares News for Monday, December 14th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
And welcome back. By golly.
Welcome back to you, too.
Thank you. I had a good time, but thanks for not asking.
Here you are, fresh from the forest.
I am. And it didn't snow. It kind of snowed the night before we left, but it didn't snow where we were, so we woke up and there was no snow. But when on the drive out, we saw snow on the side of the road.
And, okay.
You know, the ski resort on I-80 Boreal looked fantastic. Mm-hmm. The mountains were blanketed in white. On the way
blanketed
down.
In white.
On the way down. We couldn't get off at the Donner Pass rest area because they closed it. They shoved all the snow that they plowed off the freeway into the on-ramp. So, closed. We couldn't get out and play in the snow. Bummer. Anyway, good to be back. How about some random facts?
Well, of course, I expect nothing less or nothing more.
Number 187 became connected to murder because Section 187 of the California Penal Code legally defines murder.
You Section said penal.
I said penal. 187. Okay. Section 187. The first ever comic book convention was in New York. Get this, in 1964. And the very first person to buy a ticket was none other than 15-year-old George R.R. Martin, the author of the Game of Thrones books.
What?
Wow. Yeah. A guy named Nolan Bushnell invented the video game Pong, founded Atari, and founded Chuck E. Cheese. And owes me $2,000 still to this day. He does.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Why
Nolan. It's a long story. And
okay.
I won't go into it. But he never paid me for a job that I did for him. Meerkats are more likely to kill each other than any other mammals. Wow, almost 20% of meerkats are killed by members of the same species.
What not to the be confused, what? What the heck?
I know, not to be confused with being killed by members of the same family. Anyway, there you go, some random facts for today. And it is time for the Who Cares News. What's
Speaking
going on?
Of the same family, Kim Kardashian West and Kanye West are still together.
They are?
Now,
okay.
A source says that currently they very much live separate lives.
Yes, that I would believe.
I can, you know, you sleep in different beds.
Yeah.
But yet you're still together.
Yeah, yeah. So they're probably sleeping in different states, from what I understand.
Kinda.
Yeah.
So Kim has work projects that are important to her.
Of course she
And
does.
Kanye has his.
Of course he does.
This is from the source.
The source.
Their lives don't overlap much.
Yeah, doesn't sound like it. He's busy in Wyoming on the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
She's busy here in California.
Doing Kimmy things.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Now, the source says Kim seems happy. Well, good for her. Good for her.
Yeah.
And she's very focused on work and causes.
What work? I mean, I get it. She like finds new ways. I saw something on Instagram last night. I'm just thumbing through, you know, scrolling through. And here she is. On this surfboard, I think it was a surfboard, obviously posed, not in real water, but with a backdrop behind her. And I what was she selling? I don't know what she was selling. Was she selling, like, the crop pants, you know, the surfer pants, or the top, or the surfboard? I don't know what she was selling. It just made no sense to me. It's like, obviously, you're not surfing. Obviously, Kim, you're standing in front of a damn backdrop. Everybody sees it.
Anyway, so the source says that this is her passion.
Okay.
The source says Kim's justice reform advocacy.
Oh, yeah.
And
she wants to be a lawyer.
That her family is very proud of her.
Oh, they're very proud. Highly proud.
Now,
oh,
meanwhile,
goodness.
Kim's passion of the week.
Yeah.
Was bottling up her children's elves on a shelf.
What?
In airtight mason jars.
What? Don't you know that the elves on the shelves need to fly around and get back to the North Pole every night and talk to Santa about how good the children have been?
Yeah.
She's put them in bondage. She's put them in box.
Oh my God. She's restraining them.
She's restraining them in airtight jars.
Airtight mason jars and displaying them with a message to her four kids stating, we're on a 10-day quarantine. We still have our magic and we'll be back to flying around in 10 days.
Wow.
I think that's wrong.
That's cruel. Don't you?
Well, in 10 days, it's going to be, you know.
It's going to be Christmas.
Talk about.
10 days, it's Christmas.
It's probably like, so hard to do every night. I know.
I'll put them in a jar.
I don't got to do crap.
She's too busy with her work and her causes.
Yeah.
And her surfboard. That's the excuse.
So Kanye doesn't see the kids. Well, sounds like she doesn't see much of the kids. Elves are trapped.
Right.
I mean,
isn't that the nanny's job anyway? To take care of the elves.
This is like.
He still owes me $2,000.
10 days. Simon Cowell is considering suing the electric bike company that sold him the $20,000 bike that caused him to break his back in 3 places.
Oh, it's their fault.
While riding it outside his Malibu mansion
last
summer.
Well, I feel bad that he got hurt.
Well, I feel bad that he got hurt. I mean, sure. But why not?
Did the bike break down or did he just not know how to ride it? That's my question.
Therein lies the question.
That's my question.
You know what we could do? Ask Kim.
Why would Kim know?
She's pursuing.
She wants
to be a lawyer.
That's right. She could actually do the research and
take up that cause.
Come on, Kim.
So, a whistleblower at the e-bike company claims that Cal is now weighing legal action that could seek up to $10 million in damages.
That's all. Really, right? The guy broke his back.
How many people?
Yeah,
I would say children, but adults are included in this too. Have broken limbs roller skating.
Well, I know that. I mean, shoot, that
not
was the thing.
Skates company
you
know, fault.
No, yeah, right. You fell down. You fell
roller
on your
blading,
butt.
Roller skating.
Yeah, whatever. This is an e-bike, an electric bike, and he's probably never rode one before. And so, you know, how do you have an accident on something like that? You screw up.
Well, evidently, the whistleblower claims that the injuries could have been avoided.
Why? How?
So apparently, if you buy an electric trail bike that goes 60 miles an hour, you should probably read the directions.
You just might want to do that.
You might want to do that.
I mean, nothing comes to you, even a toaster, without a big-ass warning.
Right.
Yeah, there's a big. I mean, it's in the.
Don't throw in the water.
Yeah, do not throw this in your bathtub.
Don't get wet
while you're in. Yeah. Plugged in.
Don't stick your finger in it while it's on.
Don't use a knife to
get
the bagel
out. Gosh,
it
might be hot.
All right, that's it.
Don't go too fast on an electric bike. You might fall off and hurt yourself.
You know who would have done fine on an electric bike would have been
Halle Berry.
She would have just bounced her ass right back up and go like, hey. I got this.
She
I got this, people.
Bounced her ass back up and kicked the crap out of it.
You know it. All right. We're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.